Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has 2 limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea's sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
It feels like the steps here are wood.
They are.
Brilliant, brilliant. And the wall feels like wood paneling also. Are we in the estate?
I don't know. I think so.
Okay.
It looks like a dead end at the top of the stairs.
No doubt it's a hidden doorway. We had found one previous.
We?
Yes, Yellow and I. It was part of a bookshelf. I bet this is the same, to hide this path down from prying eyes, those who would wish to stop what they've done here.
You think people tried to stop them?
Sure. Obviously this cult is bent on power and dominating.
And based on what?
Based on everything that person said.
Matthew?
Yes. He said that they sought out the Blackstone, an all-powerful object. I'm sure others sought it too. You need to hide that, unless you...
What?
If this place was abandoned, if that Blackstone room wasn't used anymore, I wonder if they found it.
We're at the top.
Right. Well, is there any pull cord or knob here that looks like it opens the wall?
Yes. There's a thick braid of rope hanging from the right side.
Okay. Larson isn't expecting us, which gives us the advantage. First, we find our things. I have a dagger in there.
The one Cain gave you?
Yes.
The one you stabbed yourself with to save me?
Yes.
You're going to kill him with that?
Jesus Christ. Yes, John. Where are we? Describe it.
We're in a side room, maybe off the kitchen. There are bags of flour and potatoes. Gourds hang from the ceiling. It may be a pantry.
Good, good. No light.
It's dim. There's a thin blue light coming from a window. I can't quite see it. Drop the torch. Yes, a pantry for sure. Well used by the looks of it.
Is it still raining?
I can't see the window, Arthur.
Well, it seems empty in here.
The window faces out to a thin, frost-covered garden. The sky is clear, and the moon is bright and full.
It's still night. It's not dawn yet.
Not yet.
Good, good. There's still time.
Still time for what?
To make it right.
What are you talking about?
Nothing, just... I'm going to kill Larson. Tonight. Then tomorrow. Tomorrow I can start fresh.
What the fuck?
Tomorrow is a new day, John. It's almost over. It's almost done. Then tomorrow I wash my hands of it. I clean slate, that's it.
Do you not hear yourself?
This is no different than you killing Eddie, you fucking hypocrite.
I killed Eddie because he attacked us.
Oh, that's fucking rich. You lavished taking his life.
Of course I did.
So who are you to be all high and mighty with me?
Because I'm recognizing that's wrong.
But you still liked it. You want this. Admit it, this is Faust all over again.
What?
This is... I mean the woman. The woman in the...
What do you mean, Faust?
I mean the woman. The witch in the cave.
You said Faust, Arthur.
Whatever. Faust, the witch, Eddie, Kellen. Do you not remember telling me to shoot Kellen?
This isn't a reactionary kill. This isn't trying to save our life, Arthur, or an accidental mishap. You are hunting.
Predators need to be hunted.
You're so convinced he deserves this.
I know he does.
I'm through trying to reason with you. When you kill him, it'll be on you.
Happily. And when you come to realize the countless lives that we've saved by eliminating this threat, that'll also be just on me. Now, where's the door to the kitchen?
Behind you.
Look, I get that you've decided to be a petulant child right now, but if you don't tell me what I see, then we're both at risk.
It's a kitchen. A large island in the center of the room. A bank of stoves on the right, along with a number of cupboards. There are two doors that exit. One straight across, one to the left of it, on an adjacent wall. There's no one in here, nor any light beyond what's being illuminated by the door we hold open.
Okay, good. I'll stay to the left, and we'll try one of those doors.
I think you're at it.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm removing my shoes.
Why?
Because I don't want to be heard.
It's a long hallway that heads to the left and right. Farther to the right, there's a large set of stairs that lead to the first floor, presumably. The hallway is bathed in blue light from the moon. It's quiet and still.
Okay.
You're heading upstairs.
We're going to kill him in his sleep.
The staircase turns both left and right. both sides heading upward. I don't know which you expect to be towards his room.
Try left first. It would be near his study.
His study?
Yes. Facing the house, I woke in a room in the right wing. There was a banister to the foyer to my right when I was heading to the front of the house. Next to the room I started in was a guest room, and then a hallway and a storage room, and I walked the length of the facade towards the left side of the house, which exited into a study.
You explored a fair bit.
I was motivated.
This was before or after you decided to kill him?
What?
Were you not thrown down into the mines because you tried to kill him and failed?
No, I didn't want to kill him until...
Until what?
Where's the door?
To your left. Keep moving. Here.
This room. Does it have a keyhole?
Yes.
Well?
It's a large bedroom bathed in darkness. The moon illuminates it, but only slightly. I can't see the bed fully.
Right. Well, here it goes.
The dagger, Arthur.
Fuck. Right.
Are you so consumed with bloodlust that you were planning on killing him with your hands?
The study.
The embers of the fire dimly shine in this room. It's empty.
There should be a desk. It had a flute on it originally, and...
I see it. And there's our bag, too.
Yes. Brilliant.
You're taking the flute.
Yes. Now, where is the...
It still has some of your blood on it.
I'm glad. It's very sharp.
Arthur, please, listen to me. You have a choice, like I did. You don't need to head down this path. We can leave this place. Larson is just a man, and killing him won't...
Killing him will save countless lives, John. You have no idea what he's done.
Maybe not. But you still have a choice.
No. I did have a choice. And I've made it.
Arthur.
Stop. Stop with the Arthurs. With the pleads. With the appeals to my humanity.
What else am I supposed to...
Larson isn't worth my humanity, John. Understand that. Blood will be shed this night.
I'm sorry, Arthur.
What? For what?
For failing you.
You didn't fail me.
I must have. Otherwise...
Fuck off with this guilt-tripping... You're just trying to manipulate me. Always trying to manipulate me. You are. You think because you have the moral high ground here that you are justified in manipulating me, that you're disappointed instead of...
I am disappointed.
Yes, I get that. From the moment we've met, it's about manipulation. And you think because it's right now that you're okay to do it, but you... Can't just let it go, can you?
Not when I see you walking such a path as I did. You didn't have...
As you did.
As I had. Your nature, Arthur, it's changed.
You... So fucking what? Is there any room in that sordid history for learning?
What? Of course there's...
Then what mistakes have you made?
Thousands.
Exactly.
What are you... You know you're making a mistake.
I know... That I didn't hold your feet over a fucking fire to get you to change.
I don't... You're aware that you're...
I've told you! I can feel it.
Feel it?
I need to do this. I am going to do this. You don't need to understand or support. But this is happening. And the more you fight it, the more difficult it becomes.
Okay. I don't understand. But I can accept it.
Thank you.
Then we kill Larson.
Yes.
Here's his room.
We'll be quiet now.
Arthur, no one is here. The bed is empty.
No.
There's a light by the bed. Arthur, this bed is still made. He's not here.
He's just leaving his room.
I don't know, but it's definitely the most lavish room. There's a desk. The left. There. The papers on it here are addressed to Larson, and they're opened. I think this is his room, Arthur.
Fuck!
Matthew said he was gone already. There's no reason...
No!
Arthur, it's fine.
No! It's not fucking fine!
He needs to pay.
For what?
For...
Movement.
He's still here.
The door. There's already more light out here. It must be close to dawn.
Larson! John, where is he?
I can't see him. There... Wait.
What?
The door is ajar further down the hallway. On the left side. Quietly. The door is coming up on our left. A thin light leaks out. Wait. It's a large man with horns.
Uncle.
I suppose so. His back is to us, sitting on a bed, looking at something in his hands.
Fuck.
I don't think Larson is home, Arthur. Is that?
What is he holding in his hands?
I don't know. I can't see. Arthur, what are you doing? Arthur! You said you wanted to kill Larson, Jesus Christ! Arthur!
You took her from me!
Arthur! The knife was still in your shoulder blade! Arthur, what the fuck are you doing?
Come on, you fucking monster!
Arthur, duck! Arthur, he's moving for the door! Get out of his way!
No, you don't! Come on!
Arthur, get out of his way!
Come on!
What are you doing? He's going to fucking kill you!
So fucking what?
He's broken through the door!
No!
Arthur, stop! You're bleeding!
I don't care!
You don't care? Let him go!
No!
Arthur, for fuck's sake! You have a large piece of splintered wood in your arm from the chair he threw. You need to stop the bleeding or you will bleed out.
He can't leave.
We won't let him leave.
Promise it.
What?
Promise we will not let him leave alive.
Jesus Christ, Arthur. Just sit down.
Promise it, or I go after him right now.
Fuck Arthur. Fine. I promise.
You promise we will stop him?
Yes, I fucking promise. Now stop and fix your arm before you get us both killed. Near the shoulder, Arthur. You're going to...
I need to pull it out.
How are you going to staunch the bleeding?
I don't know.
Fuck's sake, Arthur! You are running around wielding a knife as if you're trying to die! Is that what you want?
No!
Is it?
No! Help me stop this bleeding, then.
The bed, Arthur, on the far wall of the room. Tear some of the sheets. There. Quickly.
This will hurt.
Okay.
Three, two... There. I can't. Oh.
Fucking hell. There are splinters of wood in the wound. I can still see them. Arthur! Jesus Christ.
We'll just wait a minute and...
You can barely stand. Take a moment.
We can't let him.
We won't.
You better not.
What has happened to you?
Don't.
You're run ragged, Arthur.
I'm not.
I'm not talking about your decision to kill Larson. Or your decision to fight Uncle just now. I'm talking about being willing to die just to chase him down. You want to die, don't you? Are you trying to touch bedrock?
Bedrock?
Yes, rock bottom, Arthur. What is...
I wish I could remember.
Remember? What?
What it was called. It was a movie. It was blood.
Blood?
Blood and salt? No. Blood and sand.
What?
Have you ever had a blood and sand? No, of course you haven't. We haven't.
What the fuck are you talking about?
The night I met Parker. He bought us two drinks. Both blood and sand.
Parker?
Yes. Yes. Why did that pop into my head? You said bedrock. That's something that Parker would say. I hadn't heard it before him. You look like you've hit bedrock, friend. I wonder why that popped in.
Arthur.
You know, we met. After all my... I didn't give up. Not when Bella... Not when...
I know.
But maybe I should have.
What?
Maybe I should have. Jack's Bar. That was it. God, it's been a long time since I've been home.
Jack's Bar.
I was at the worst of it. Couldn't keep my head on straight. Most nights I was pouring myself into bed and pickling my liver at Jack's. Parker was so nosy, he just saw me. And he wanted to... help. I think, you know, I guess I never realized that.
Realized what?
I'm so stupid.
What?
He wanted to help me. Just like he did all of his clients. I guess he saw me as a charity case. He annoyingly would come by the bar night after night, slowly getting me to spill my guts. He used the guise of a music-related case to get closer, but...
But?
But he just wanted to help.
Maybe he saw something in you. Something different. A cold, calculated demeanor.
Maybe. But he never pushed. Not about my past. Not about my...
What?
He never pushed. He knew not to push.
He sounds like a good man.
He was. And an even better friend. And you killed him. You took what had been the only thing in my life that cared about me. Without reason, a motive, you took it.
Arthur. That was...
Only a few months ago?
Yes.
Parker didn't deserve to die.
I'm sorry.
Larson does. Uncle does. And you will make it happen. Or else...
Or else...
You will make it happen.
All right.
Now, where is my...
Your knife is on the floor.
Good.
There. The blood trail leads out into the hallway. It heads left, to the end of the hall and back down the main staircase. The light is growing. Dawn approaches.
So do I.
It heads back up to the other side and turns right at the top of the stairs.
Is it the last door on the left?
Yes, but the door is shut.
I know another way in.
What?
Through the window at the end of the hall.
Outside? Are you mad?
Yes. I am.
Arthur! How high up are we?
High enough.
Arthur! Jesus Christ, Arthur. This is near the edge of the mountain. Why are you...
I don't want him to see us coming.
He's not going to see us at all if you fall to your death. Arthur. Watch them. Fucking hell. Oh. We're far above the ground. Jesus, I can see the tops of the trees. The ledge runs the length of the wall. You're moving so quickly. Slow down!
This isn't my first time.
What? You've climbed this before. Why?
Because I had to.
Arthur, slow down!
We need to move quickly before he leaves the room.
Stop! The ledge, it doesn't wrap around the corner.
Yeah?
You'll need to make a fairly large step to catch the other side.
I know. I can do this.
I know, but you'll need to swing your right leg out into the side, around the corner, and jump. If you miss, I can grab the ledge and hold on, but... What?
Nothing. I've come so far.
And?
And nothing. Don't let go! Don't let go!
Arthur! Damn it!
You grabbed on!
I told you I would!
You saved me.
What?
You...
I saved us! Not ready to die. Arthur, just...
The window should be next to us.
If it's latched, you'll need to find a way... What is that?
A straight laser.
Okay. I see him inside. He's facing the door. Away from us. Waiting.
It ends here.
Arthur!
did nothing wrong, and you murdered her!
Arthur! Arthur!
You killed her! You fucking...
Arthur, he's dead!
She was innocent, and young, and she trusted you, and you... She didn't deserve it. She didn't know. She needed you. And she trusted you. And you. She couldn't fend for herself. The wolves are supposed to be out there, Larson. They're not here. She trusted you. She loved you. You failed her. You failed. You failed her.
Arthur.
Don't.
You're not Larson, Arthur.
She was so young. She trusted me. My baby.
You want to die? You feel like that will even the scales?
I deserve to die.
No, you don't. Thoreau wouldn't want that.
You don't know that.
I do.
Larson killed his daughter. He sacrificed her for power. Addison.
I'm sorry.
Don't say sorry to me.
I'm sorry.
Don't. Stop
it. Arthur. I am sorry.
Don't pity me. I am not. I am the one at fault, John. She did nothing wrong. She didn't know. I am
human. You are human. Along with all the failures and terrible mistakes that come with being human. You made a mistake, Arthur. You have paid your dues. You have suffered long enough. This guilt you've reignited, this anger for Larson, it hasn't helped you. It hasn't brought her back.
Don't you...
Your hands, Arthur. You have broken pieces of his eyes under your thumbnails.
I...
Imagine what she would think. Thoreau wouldn't want her father to be this. To lose himself in this way.
I'm lost. I've lost. I've sunk too far.
No. I know you, my friend. You are in there. You saved me before. I will not let you drown. Don't be scared.
They've won. John, he won. Faust. I wanted to kill him. I wanted to feel his blood within my hands. I wanted to feel the crunch of his bones beneath my palms. They won. John?
How could they have won? We're nowhere near finished.
You... This...
Whose woods these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near. Between the woods and frozen lake, darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bell a shake to ask if there is some mistake, and only other sounds the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. And miles to go before I sleep.
I'm sorry, John. I am so sorry for everything.
I'm sorry, too.
Why? For what?
For leaving you for so long. Now, let's leave this place.
No. No.
No?
No. We need to help those people. Down in the mines.
You want to go back down there?
Yes.
Arthur, I appreciate the desire. But you were right. That creature is horrific. I don't know what chance we stand.
Look. I'm not ready to give up on fixing my mistakes. I don't want to give up on this. I'm not ready to. It may be risky, heading back down there. But it's better than their chances if we do nothing.
Huh.
What?
Dawn.
Dawn?
The sun is rising. Amber slices of morning light are cutting their way through the window and into the room.
Tomorrow came.
It's a new beginning, Arthur. A clean slate.
No. Not a clean slate.
No? I thought that's what you wanted.
That was easier than to remember what I've learned. What I've preached to not only you but myself. That we can't escape these things we've done.
Okay.
But it still is another. And I'd rather greet a new day like an old friend, with fondness and appreciation.
Okay, Arthur.
My friend. Let's leave this place.
Jesus.
Uncle.
Yes.
Yeah. I lost...
You've beaten yourself up enough over this, Arthur. It's fine.
You're right.
Oh, there's a corpse in the bed.
Yes. This is the guest room, I suppose.
You've been here.
Yeah, with... We... Yes, he died in this bed. I don't know, I thought it was Wallace Larson at first, back when I didn't realize his age, but I don't know who this is.
It seems like there are many stories not told here, including the halls under the estate.
Yes, actually, this body wore a medallion, even.
Did it?
Yes, I'm wondering if it's matched anything. Obviously, Yellow didn't recognize it. Here. This feels like it.
Oh.
What?
I do recognize this.
Ah, is it part of the three soldiers? Something we've seen in the hallways beneath it? Well, where then?
Jesus, Arthur.
What?
Back in Arkham. Remember we pulled off the road to help a car?
Right.
There was a woman in the woods. She gave us an infant, a baby.
Yes, I remember her. What about her, right?
That child. She had a symbol drawn on her. It was rubbed off, but I think it was this symbol.
How? What does that mean?
I don't know.
They're connected?
I don't think so.
Well, I don't...
People worship in many different ways.
Worship?
Whatever sect this symbol belongs to at least has two followers. And we know that they're willing to hurt people.
You think the Order of the Fallen Star?
Likely. Unless you've seen anything to the contrary.
Wouldn't know even if I have.
Fair.
Okay. Well, I need my shoes back.
Yes, I think so.
But we have a moment. Is there anything else we'll need? Obviously the flute, but...
The flute?
Yes, I'm convinced I heard it before the creature attacked me the first time. I think it... I don't know. Controls it in some way.
We could scour this house from top to bottom. I'm sure there are plenty of things worth finding.
Yes, but I suppose it's not the best use of our time.
We will eventually need to leave.
A vehicle, yes. First things first, let's see if there's a way to get home. If Larson left a car.
Well, let's see. The door is to your left.
Right.
The morning light is welcoming. The hallways are a deep red, the walls a dark wood, and yet it seems less intimidating in the sunlight.
As most things do. Stairs?
To the right.
Right.
Straight from the bottom of these stairs are the double front doors. Here.
Still brisk out.
There's a black car in the driveway to the left of the front door, Arthur. We can leave this place.
Yes. Yes. Head back to Arkham, find
or him. New York.
New York?
Yes, remember? That's where Matthew said the Order of the Fallen Star was.
Right. Sure. I guess he did say he spent some time at the lodge in New York, but why would we...
Well, either way, it doesn't matter. Not right now. What? What's so funny?
I haven't felt this in so long.
What?
Hope, John. I feel as though a weight has been lifted. Ever since we left the prison pits, I haven't felt this. I feel...
You feel...
Starving.
Starving?
God, I don't think I've ever been this hungry before.
Well, the kitchen is on our way.
Yes, God, yes.
There's a door to your left.
Yes.
This is the kitchen. An island sits in the center. What do you want?
Well, what do we have?
I don't know.
Maybe cheese? Or meat? I haven't had meat in...
How about bread?
Bread! Oh, God. Oh, honey, nuts, wine, roasted pork, figs, jam.
Arthur, you can't eat everything.
I could bloody well try.
Your hands first.
Right, yeah.
Well, the icebox is in the corner, and if you think...
No. I want an apple.
An apple?
Yes. I want a fucking apple.
There's a bowl of them in the center of the island. There. I... Enjoy, Arthur. Better.
Incomparably.
Well, nuts, wine, cheese?
Yes. But not yet.
No? Arthur.
My shoes are...
Why not more, Arthur? Why not take a break? Eat something proper.
There are people down there that need us. And I feel like I've been snapped out of whatever daze I was in. Like I've broken whatever hold was on me. I can't lose this momentum. There will be time to dine. I promise. Properly, even.
Properly?
When we're back in Arkham, I'll take us out.
Out?
To dinner! A steak, a pint, a potato, maybe even at Jack's. Or maybe not.
That sounds nice.
It sure does. But we haven't earned it yet. Those people need us.
Okay.
All right. Let's head back into the pantry, and then back down below, I suppose. Well, I suppose this is...
Wait.
What?
We know this way leads out, and back into the halls below.
Yes?
If we're planning on fighting that thing, properly trying to end it, we should think of an alternate route.
I hear you. This pantry. You said it led outside.
There's a window and a walkway into a mudroom.
Mudroom. Here?
Yes.
Is there anything... any rope in here?
Shovels, a rake, a jacket, bags...
A jacket? What color?
A black rain slicker.
Where? I want to take that.
There. Well, there's rope as well.
Ah, here?
There.
Yes, this is perfect, yes. All right, where was the dining room?
I'd imagine past the kitchen. What are you thinking?
Look, I want another way down, so we have another option to get out. We're ready this time. Prepared. I want to make sure we go about it in a smart way.
The far side. Yes. There. We're in a large room with a piano. Wait, this was the...
Yes. Where we reconnected.
This is where the hatch led down, where Uncle threw you.
We need to tie this onto something, so...
There's a large column to the right of the door. It supports the floor above. It's not going to move anywhere.
That'll be perfect.
So, a dinner out, huh?
With drinks, music, dancing.
Dancing? I can't imagine you dancing.
Me neither. I've never been one for it. I can't think of a better time in my life to start dancing more.
Agreed. It's tied. The hatch to the mines was in a small closet in the corner. There. Yeah, right here.
Okay.
It's dark down there. It's a long climb.
It is.
We may not make it out of there a second time, Arthur.
You're right.
Well, I for one would love to try one of those blood and sand drinks that Parker liked.
Well, my friend, sounds like you and I have plans. Let's make sure we keep them.
It's a deal.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.